Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one else above you? Fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do. For the morning sun and all its glory greets the day with hope and comfort too. You fill my life with laughter, and somehow you make it better. Ease my troubles, that's what you do. There's a love that's divine, and it's yours and it's mine, like the sun. And at the end of the day, we should give thanks and pray to the one, to the one. Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one else above you? Fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do.
We turn now to Joe's wife, Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Anthony.
She joins us here today. It's December the 11th, 2005. We've had a nice overview about Joseph growing up and some family background from his mom and three sisters. And now we're at the part where you came into Joe's life. I guess I'll call him Joe now. I've been calling him Joseph in all these previous interviews, which is what you prefer to call him. Did you ever call him Joseph?
When I was mad at him. No, I always called Joe, Joe. He was always Joe. If I really wanted his attention, maybe I would call him Joseph. That would spark an ear. But it was always Joe.
You met in 1981, I believe.
Right. And we met through friends. We have mutual friends. The Rosati family. Joe went to Manhattan College with Al, and I went to nursing school with Patty, which was Al's sister, Patty Rosati. And we met through parties at the Rosati house, barbecues. We all got together, and that's initially how we met.
What attracted you to him?
Joe was just a friendly guy, and actually, the first time we had met, he had mentioned to me that he was an engineer, but his true love and wish was to become a New York City firefighter. I was at the time a single mother, had a previous marriage with a firefighter, and I just thought to myself, oh no, not another fireman. So that was
purely coincidental, or do you think it's a personality, or that attracted you to another fireman?
No, it was just personality. Joe was different than your typical firefighter. He was a family man. He had strong beliefs in family, marriage, commitment, family, strong family values.
How long did you go out for?
We dated for about 3 years before we got married. We got married in 1984.
Where did you go on dates?
We went skiing together with friends. And that's actually before we were dated. We got to know each other on a ski trip. We had met several, I would say, for a good year prior to dating. We met mutually at parties and we'd talk. But we never really dated until about a year after we initially first met. And I think actually the first time we met was at the Rosati house, and then that same year I had a Christmas party, and Joe came to my Christmas party. And when I lived on First Avenue, he came with the Rosatis, Patty and Al. And each time we would have a gathering, we would get to know each other a little bit better.
That's nice. It was a gradual getting to know.
Yeah. And, you know, there was really no interest at the time. We just were friends. Mm-hmm. Until this one party we went to. And we actually got to know each other. We talked a little bit. And Joe asked me if I would like to go out to a movie or to a date. It was late in the evening, and all our friends were sitting around and just talking, and everybody just looked up when he asked me, because Joe had a very loud voice, so it was, you couldn't really whisper. Joe's whisper was quite loud, and they all looked and said, "Well, are you going to go out with him?" I was mortified, but we did go out on a date. And I think actually our first date was dinner, an engineering dinner for the company that he worked for. And it was a nice evening, and then after that we just started to date.
How did you know he was the one?
I think after my first date with Joe, I knew that he was different and that he was definitely a family man. And after all, I was a single parent, and Carrie was about 7. And I wasn't looking to remarry, but I always thought I would never remarry after my first marriage. But when I met Joe, I knew he was different, and I knew that he treasured marriage, the sanctity of marriage, and family, and was very strong in his faith, was very religious, and
a lot of good qualities.
He had a lot of good qualities, and he loved kids, and he was great with his nephews and was wonderful with Carrie, so I knew he would be a good father.
Do you remember your first kiss?
Do I remember our first kiss? I want to say it was...
Where were you?
Probably... that first date, I would say when he came and he picked me up, and that was the night of that dinner, I would say.
Of course, you had a lot of meetings beforehand.
We did, but we really never, we were not romantically involved.
No,
we were
just friends initially. Yeah, it was nice to get that ramping up to a relationship.
And we really didn't know each other that well. I mean, we knew each other, we said, "Hi, how are you?" But... Mm. You know, not until we initially started to talk and get to know one another before we decided we had an interest.